Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. There are some delicious new Asian food selections available in central Vermont right now, which Hannah Palmer Egan has checked out recently. She's a food writer for 7 days and is here with an update on what's happening in the middle of the state. Hannah, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
All right, let's start in Barrie. What's happening there?
So in Barrie, there is a new Filipino slash Japanese restaurant called Siaku Ramen, and it's basically a ramen place. There is a sort of market component, so you can do some sort of Asian dry goods shopping, but they serve a handful of different ramen bowls. They have noodles from Sun Noodle, which is the same noodles that David Chang uses at his Mamafuku empire. And then there's also kind of Pan-Asian snacks. So you can get Filipino lumpia, which are the little crispy spring rolls. You can get empanadas, kimchi fried rice, stuff like that.
And tell us about the owners of this spot.
Yeah, so it's a couple named Marlon and Peter Brown. And Marlon is from the Philippines. She grew up there. And she met Peter while he was living there during the early 90s doing missionary work. So she's been a cook for her whole career, but just decided to open her place very recently. It's right next to the theater in downtown Barrie.
In St. Johnsbury, there's Pika Pika. This is a restaurant that's on a mission. So explain what that is after you tell us what Pika Pika means.
Sure. So I kind of think about Pika Pika, if you were looking at an SAT analogy, it would be like Pika Pika is to the Philippines as tapas is to Spain. So it's little sort of finger snacks, small plates, things that you eat with other friends, usually while drinking alcohol, in this case, kind of beers, is how the owner, George Sales, who grew up in Manila, actually explained it to me.
And what's their mission?
Sales has a really kind of great, fun community mission. He really wants to share his native food with the Northeast Kingdom and also kind of bring people together in the community around the food to eat together. So he's working really closely with David Hale at the Hilltopper. That's the St. Johnsbury Academy's culinary program restaurant. So he works with David to kind of source cooks and servers. His chef is a Hilltopper alum, and all of the wait staff were teenagers from the academy. And he also hires special needs students from the academy's special education program, and they sort of do little things around the front of the house, you know, sweeping the floor, cleaning, they wipe down menus, they roll silverware, things like that, in an effort to kind of really make it as inclusive as possible. And I have to say, I was very, very impressed that my waitress was, you know, a teenager. She couldn't have been any more than 16 or 17. And she really knew her stuff, like what she was talking about, the cultural references, sort of context for all the food, which was really impressive and fun.
What are an example or two of the small plates they serve there?
So there is the classic lumpiang Shanghai, which is the spring rolls that have minced shrimp. There's some veggies and cabbage in there. So that's a really easy intro level kind of dish that's tasty and friendly. One of the things that I really enjoyed, it was a little weirder, was called Tokwat Baboy, which is fried pork belly and tofu kind of all mixed together. It's served cold. Comes in this sort of brothy, vinegary stock with a lot of mandoline green onions and a lot of alliums in there. So it's got this sort of pungent, salty vinegary with a tiny bit of sweetness from the soy sauce. And it's cold. So you think about eating like cold pork belly, which is basically bacon, and cold tofu, and it's fried. And it sounds really weird, but it was delicious. The flavors were just really kind of popped, and it was great with beer. And I was drinking San Miguel Pilsner, which is a Filipino beer that they import. It was fantastic. It was just so yummy.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Hannah Palmer Egan, a food writer for 7 days. We're talking about some new Asian restaurants in central Vermont. Hannah, in Montpelier, there's a Korean restaurant called Banchan.
Oh, yes, there is.
What are the characteristics of this cuisine compared to others from Asia?
So Korean food tends to be really like big, high-octane flavors, sort of really kind of in your face a little bit. It's really rich in flavor. So it's spicy. There's a lot of kind of really bright acids. In terms of actually the tactile experience of eating it, there's a lot of different textures. You'll get sort of springy egg omelets in there. You'll have like crunchy fresh vegetables and crunchy pickles and rice and this really nice silky bone broth. And it's, you know, I said it in the story that I wrote that it's just so easy to love Korean food. And I think that's really true.
Who are the principals involved at Banchan?
So Banchan is run by three women, a mother and her two daughters named. So the daughters are named An Na, who is a young adult novelist, and her sister Jin An. And the mother is named Jin Suk. So they immigrated from South Korea to the Bay Area back in the 70s when the daughters were little girls. And Jin Suk, the mother, worked in all sorts of different restaurants in the Bay Area. And she also more recently has been running Korean and Asian supermarket kind of deli catering kitchens. So supervising kind of teams of lots and lots of people. Very busy work, but she was speaking Korean because she was working with other Koreans. They were doing Korean food and selling Korean food. So when Jin Suk decided to move to Vermont to be near her daughter and her grandchildren, they had a really hard time envisioning a job for her here because she doesn't really speak English. She can't read or write English. So, you know, as is often the case with really skilled people that move to Vermont and don't have a immediate outlet for their skills, they were like, you know what? Let's just open a restaurant. So they did. And I am so glad that they did.
How do sides play a part in what this restaurant offers?
Yeah. So this restaurant, like Pika Pika, which is named after the sort of tapas style foods, banchan is the Korean word for side dishes. And these kind of function in Korean, at a Korean table, dinner kind of unfolds similar to, you know, the quintessential American like taco night, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So you've got like your main thing, like maybe it's a meat or you've got some beans and some rice. You get the tortilla. And then there's all these things that you put in that are kind of come on the side. So maybe it's salsa or chopped up vegetables or sauteed, you know, mushrooms and onions or whatever it is. That is what the banchan are, is these sort of side dishes that make the meal complete and whole. So they kind of operate as condiments, as side dishes, as different little accoutrements that really enliven the meal. So when I was at banchan a couple of weeks ago, they had this little sort of vinegary potato salad. There was diced up egg omelet. There were a couple different kimchis, little things like that. Oh, they're so yummy.
Hannah Palmer Egan is a food writer for 7 Days. Thank you so much for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
And listeners, we have plenty of delicious past episodes of the cafe. Go to vpr.net/podcasts.